your music and what instruments you've played, if any, and or if you've always been a vocalist.
Well, I've always been a vocalist, but I started out in music when I was younger, playing piano and singing. When I was really young, I used to sit with a copy of Rise Up singing at the piano and make up songs, and because there's no music in that song, but I would just make up songs and sing. And then when I was in high school, I started playing the guitar and kept on playing the piano and singing. And now in Crooked Still, I mostly just sing because that's sort of my main thing. But I definitely do continue to play those other instruments on the side.
Why did you decide not to use the guitar with Crooked Still?
Well, we do sometimes on a couple of songs. But it really, my level as a guitarist, like I consider myself as a singing is my craft. Singing is the thing that I've mastered, you know, the way that Rashad has mastered the cello or Greg has mastered the banjo. The guitar is more, when we use it, it's more of a texture. I don't really have instrumental chops on the guitar. But we do use it as a texture on a couple of songs. And I'm totally not trying to dumb myself down. I do can totally play the guitar and accompany myself, but it's on a much different level than I think the rest of our four kind of main instrumental abilities.
Yankee Magazine is very much a magazine about the New England region. So one of my questions is, what makes Crooked Still a New England band?
Well, half of the band is from New England. And, I mean, me personally, I'm like really true old New Englander. I have roots tracing back to the Salem Witches in New England. I'm a direct descendant of Rebecca Nurse.
You're a descendant of Rebecca Nurse?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Direct descendant. Yeah, my mother's side, my mother's 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 side, all this maternal lineage coming from the boat right after the Mayflower. So my family has been in New England for a really long time, and I really feel very deeply connected to New England. And at the same time, I do have, you know, roots. My father's from Ireland, and my maternal grandfather was from Greece. So it's kind of this mixture of all these other things coming in. But at the root of that is where I grew up, Newton, Massachusetts, and just New England. It's just my home. And what makes Crooked Still a New England band, I think it's interesting because Rashad is from California and Greg is from Virginia, but we've all been living in New England for such a long time and really been a part of this whole New England music scene, most specifically the Boston music scene, and have all had Boston education. So it's, you know, I think that's really where our New England roots are as a band.
And where did you get the name Crooked Still?
Greg just kind of made it up. It wasn't really from anything, just kind of to evoke, you know, images of things that kind of went with the music.
From reading a bunch of the reviews of your band over the past couple of years, I've seen the words folk, bluegrass, neo-trad, Celtic, Irish. Do you care about the labels?
Well, Celtic Irish is just completely ridiculous. So I don't know who said that, but it's you can't really get too hung up on labels, but, I mean, it is important for people not to get the wrong idea. You know what I mean? I think if you say Celtic Irish, or we like to call ourselves a funky string band, and I think that's really the main thing that we are, is a funky string band. We're a string band, and whatever people want to interpret that as is kind of up to them. But if people want to call us folk, if people want to call us bluegrass, it's fine, as long as the people who are totally addicted to what those terms really mean aren't offended when they actually hear us.
Corey actually seemed to lean more toward the bluegrass than any of the other labels. Does that fit for you too?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we take solos and we play music that comes from the bluegrass and old-time traditions, you know. It's kind of a mixture between bluegrass and old-time, really.